At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Kazakhstan, COVID is no longer a problem. In fact, in my village of Kusek, we have reached herd immunity. I had sexy time with all the cows in my herd, and not one of them caught it.
I'm ready for the next pandemic.
There will be more. I'm happy not to be wearing masks because we're going to have to put them back on when there's a new pandemic.
I think socially you're supposed to wear a mask, but legally you're not required to, I think.
I'm going by the CDC. So outside, you don't need to wear them. Inside, when the rule is that you have to wear it, I wear it. But like, if I'm hanging at a comedy club and they don't care, then I don't really care because I'm vaxxed.
What is more dangerous, this virus or the Democrat?
Yeah, if you go into a store here, they're going to yell at you. I don't know when that's going to stop.
I mean, I want everyone to be comfortable. If you have a rule that fully vaxxed people don't have to wear them, but you're not able to check the vaccine cards, then that just lets everyone not have to wear them.
Isn't it like, this is my medical information, you're not supposed to ask?
Yeah, either everyone has to wear a mask in the store or no one has to wear it. So if they want to still have everyone wear it for a little bit longer, that's okay with me.
I mean, I just want everybody to be happy. I don't want to get yelled at, and world peace.
You stepped it up. Don't yell at me. That's even already a hard one, but then world peace is really hard.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm trying.
I'm trying to. I haven't started any wars in the past week.
They're nice.
Maybe some people hate me now, but as far as it affecting others, I don't think, not that I'm aware of, but you never know.
Technically, if people hate you, but it's nonviolent, that's still world peace.
That's actually marketing, right? When people hate you and they talk about you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Any press is good press. Yeah, I want to be non-violently hated so that I'm still talked about, but not affecting world peace.
Exactly. Because if you're talked about in a positive way, people aren't going to really look into who you are to further investigate.
The ironic thing is posting jokes online is if someone is telling you it's not funny, that means it's doing well enough to reach people who don't like you. I call it the Goldstein principle. That's my last name. The Goldstein principle is the funnier your social media clip is, the more people will tell you it's unfunny.
High five.
If somebody doesn't like it, I just say, hey, it's not for everybody. And that's how I get around everything.
That's good.
Can I have a microphone so people can hear me?
They can hear you right now.
I had a huge success story today. I got through to the people at the Unemployment Division of California on the phone.
Wow, it's very nice.
I did have to pay $20 to use a service who would get me through, but they got me through.
That's horrible. That's sad. I've been getting unemployment in New York for a while and it's been good. So I'm proud to be unemployed.
Thank you.
We need to have more support for the people who aren't working.
The pandemic just stole a lot of income and opportunities from everybody. So it's nice to get something back from the government.
You can keep the money that they pay you.
It's nice that it wasn't my fault this time.
So you're just first going on unemployment now?
I'm going on my renewal now.
Oh, perfect. Congrats on getting the renewal.
Thank you. It's been really hard. My boss tried to convince me that it was something that I did to get fired, and I'm like,
No.
It's the pandemic.
I mean, it just was completely disruptive.
I wish for my other gaps of employment, I had some kind of something like this.
You need to blame it on other health scares. Like, if you lost a job in 2009, it's like, oh, that H1N1 was really bad. I know it wasn't in the news a lot, but that was still a global pandemic.
Polio from 2016 to 2017, in my home, personally.
Perfect. What kind of job did you get fired from?
I've had 25 jobs, at least.
That's being a millennial.
I'm very good at getting fired and hired, but better at getting fired.
Luckily, I get hired for a job.
I never really quit, so I would always end up getting fired or laid off.
I've quit a few jobs.
I think it would be better, and we will have a more success without him.
You know what? I don't need this. But that was more at the beginning of my career. Now I've learned how to do things that will get me fired so I can continue to get paid.
It's a big advantage.
Naughty, naughty.
The best compliment is, are you a robot? You have exceeded beauty and you are now robot. It doesn't get better than that. They don't even know if you're human. Every month or so, I'll go out on a date. The date can go great, but I'm really not going with the intention to, like, I just want to make sure that it's not too filtered, my pictures. I want to make sure that I'm going to get a phone call back because I don't want to be a catfish. I want people to know that it's me. It's not that much of a difference, I guess.
What?
I find the catfish is easy to spot because it's an attractive woman picture. They have no followers on Twitter and they're DMing me, hey. And it's like, okay, this is really obvious.
Do you think that they have financial motives?
The catfishes that DM me, I think, are eventually going to ask me for money.
Yeah. I used to have a dating profile. People would always ask me if I'm a robot. I'm like, I didn't even ask you for money. I thought it was weird, but it was also a compliment.
Yeah, that's the thing. They knew how to charm you.
I'm not going to respond to a hi.
That was my problem. Yeah, back in the 2000s, I was just DMing women.
Hello.
And getting no replies.
But you have your wife now. So do you ever ask her if she's a robot?
I'm going to start now. Now I know the way to her heart.
Yeah. If somebody like came up to me, are you a robot? My panties would drop right there.
She would grant me entry into her vagina.
Now the guys in the DMs or who listen to the pod are going to come and do that.
But then there are some women who would be like, this is sexual harassment and ruin it.
Well, everyone's worried about the Turing test. The Turing test is to see if you can tell if someone's really a robot. So it's fair. They're just performing the Turing test. It's not sexual harassment. This is the new pickup line for guys. That you go up to a woman and you say, are you a robot? Because I'd sleep with you even if it would destroy humanity.
High five.
That is great. How do you feel about that, actually? Obviously, you're in a marriage, so it's not required. But say one day your wife stops putting out, would she approve?
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. I think if the robot was...
Wait, this wasn't in your contract when you got married?
Which should be. Yeah, I think depends on what the robot looked like.
If she looked just like your wife.
That would be okay, I think. It's that if the robot looked like a woman who was mean to my wife in high school, that would be the problem.
What if the robot was hotter than your wife? I bet your wife would not be okay with that.
Yeah, if my wife asked, I'll just be like, they don't have the technology to make robots hotter than you yet, baby.
If I was somebody's wife, I would be okay with the robot being either just as attractive as me or anything below is fine.
That's the thing. If any sex robot people are out here listening, you actually need to make the sex robots less attractive so they can get more sales.
And then they have to somehow deteriorate just like humans do because...
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Right now, obviously, we're going to have a different robot that's at my attraction level than in a year or two or four. I'm planning on declining physically very quickly. So it would have to somehow maintain that below level.
They do need to make sex robots that are adjustable, like the appearance adjusts.
Yeah. I mean, we have a robot vacuum. I don't think you could fuck it, though.
The whole vacuum thing, I don't know if it's true, but guys have tried to have sex with vacuums and their penis gets sucked away from their body. And that scares the hell out of me.
Okay, well, our robot vacuum is like, she's a dumb bitch.
I liked Roombas because Roombas are non-binary.
It might be non. I haven't asked her if she is a female, and it's probably not even safe for me to assume that she is, but she's a dumb bitch.
It's weird for me that vacuum's having a voice. That makes me feel a little too high and mighty.
Well, because when she needs help, quite frequently, she goes into the laundry room. There's a piece of molding on the floor. She can't get out. She'll die in there if I don't go rescue her. She needs that voice so that she can notify when I'm babysitting.
Do you have any pets?
We do have a dog. I have not taught the dog how to save the vacuum.
Oh, I was going to say, this is the closest you have to a pet.
Yeah, we have both here.
Yeah, see, I don't have any pets. We just don't vacuum. I don't have a robot vacuum. I just don't vacuum. Just accept the dirt.
You don't, the robot vacuum is more of a chore than it is an actual solution.
See, I'm a late adopter, so you guys are my bug testers. So when they make one that doesn't do 8 hours a day, I'll just get it. And you guys spend all this money testing for me.
When they develop four-wheel drive, that would be the time to purchase.
There's going
to
be a perfect time when the robots are useful but not killing us yet. And that hopefully will coincide with right when I'm old.
Hopefully.
I'll be dying and I'll be like, these robots are going to kill everybody.
Do you really think that vacuums will be able to kill people one day?
See, what we have now is something where humans are the top. Aliens or robots can overtake us. So we shouldn't build robots smarter than us, and we should hope aliens don't come here.
Oh, okay. Because sometimes I'll ask my smart assistant here, and he won't fucking know. Do you think that was an intentional thing that the programmers did to make us superior?
It's faking it because they want to, like, not let us know that it's dangerous. In general, Siri is completely useless. I would like to take Siri off my phone because I only use Siri by accident. And then I'm worried I'm going to say the name of someone in my phone book I haven't talked to in 10 years and it's going to call them.
Actually, that happened to me the other day. So I met somebody and his name was Brandon. And I had put him in my phone book as Brandon because I'm an idiot and I didn't realize. I have several Brandons in there because it's a basic white boy name. Any white boy name, there's going to be 12 of them.
Yeah, I've seen 90210. Every third hot guy in California is named Brandon.
Or Chris. Chris or Brandon. I actually had texted him first, Brandon, because I want to make sure I had the right number. And the other Brandon got back to me, the one that I was not trying to contact. And I remembered how I knew this Brandon. It was like my coworker's brother. I don't know how I had his number or why I still had it in my phone, but this was like 4 or 5 years ago. I didn't know what to say. Like, I actually didn't mean to talk to you. I know that your name is Brandon. Yeah. And then I proceeded to call him and I was like, hey, and I was like, shit, I did this again. Or maybe I just didn't respond to his text message. I don't know. It was awkward, but basically I had to explain to him. I'm like, hey, I know your name is Brandon. I know who you are, but I didn't mean to call you or talk to you. And I'm really sorry about this. And I need to delete you from my phone book because we don't talk to each other. But it was weird.
It's not good when you have to break up with people who are just happen to be in your phone.
Exactly. Like, he didn't do anything wrong, and it was uncomfortable for both of us.
I feel guilty.
And I do have, like, dedicated listeners, but I don't have as many as Joe Rogan. I don't know why.
No one does. He, by definition, has the most.
Yeah, he's been doing it longer or whatever. Actually, my last podcast, it was just me ranting into the microphone. I said at the beginning, I was like, welcome to Schizophrenia Hour. I'm your host, Bill Burr. And then I titled it Bill Burr. And I think that people actually thought it was going to be Bill Burr. So that one did really well.
You're smart at marketing. Next one, you got to call Joe Rogan because he's
is that gonna, clickbait?
Oh yeah, no, it's wrong. But I'm saying if you're gonna do it, go Joe Rogan. Bill Burr is smaller than Joe Rogan.
Okay, so for this episode featuring Joe Rogan, if people click on it, they're listening to it. Chances are they're going to continue to listen to it, whether or not it's Bill Burr.
I should just change my name to Joe Rogan.
Me too. Or Chelsea Handler. I could do that. She has a podcast now.
Oh, good. You could be Jupra or something like that.
Yeah, or just Jesus. He's a popular guy.
He's very popular. Oprah's the only person who could have a bigger podcast than Joe Rogan.
I think she does have a podcast.
Oprah has a podcast? Holy crap. I had no idea.
She has to. She has to. Everyone has a fucking podcast. I have a podcast and I'm not even a relevant human.
If Springsteen and Obama have one, then yeah.
I want to say Donald Trump is making his right now.
A magnificent new premier named McDonald Trump.
Let me see. I'm going to actually look it up right now and see if Oprah, because I want to say she does have one.
Trump would be good at podcast.
That's what he should have done instead of deciding to become the president.
Yes.
She has several shows. I don't know if she's on them, but it's like the Oprah Network.
Okay.
She has three of them, four of them.
That means that Joe Rogan beat Oprah.
Joe Rogan beat everybody.
He had Fear Factor right before podcast started. And Fear Factor was very popular.
I didn't know if it was because he was a stand-up comedian. He still is a stand-up comedian. I didn't know if that's why I'm doing stand-up, so I can promote my podcast more. Not because that's scary. I don't like being in front of people like that.
The way to promote your podcast is to host a network TV show where people eat bugs.
Then you got to worry about being canceled if you get on with a network.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, they can never cancel you from stand-up. There's just too many venues.
They can't cancel you from podcasting either if you're not with a network.
That's a great point. Like Bill O'Reilly just got canceled and then he went to podcasting.
Yeah, but if you're with a podcast network, they get to monitor. That's why Joe Rogan's gone completely downhill is because he's signed with Spotify. He's like, I guess for $3 million a year, I can filter myself a little bit. That's probably the only way that I would be down. For $3 million, you can do the editing and stuff for me. It's fine.
It's good. The important thing is to start with a high number so that you can be in the middle. So then when you...
Okay, so 6 million.
6 million. But then when they get you for 3, it's like, well, we got half price. A robot dug a hole on Mars.
Why?
The first guy on Mars gets to pee in it.
I was thinking swimming pool.
Yeah. The problem with Mars is it's cold. They don't tell you this about Mars. It's way colder.
Okay, ice skating rink.
Yes. Don't go to Mars if you don't like the winter. And I hate the winter.
The only reason I was not thinking pee in it is because then I would need my Go Girl funnel piss thing.
There's room on the spaceship for it.
I'm sure there's room in my little astronaut outfit. I might have thrown it away because it kind of defeats the purpose. Like if you use it, I used it once in the shower, Snapchatted it too, but you can't see like any of my vagina or anything. It was really funny. I took B vitamins that day and it's just like, it works. And you can see like the tip of it. But I wanted to use it, but not actually use it. Hypothetically speaking, you bring a funnel with you to pee and then you have a pissy funnel to carry around.
Yeah, there needs to be some way where it's like self-cleaning.
Or like disposable. You can just throw it in the little hole.
That would. Oh, perfect. Yeah, you just leave it on Mars.
Trash that planet too.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.